That's all we have. If you have anything else, any stories you'd like to share, anything else additionally you'd like to say?
I'd like to speak about Eddie DeBartolo, Mr. D.
One more thing is Eddie DeBartolo.
Eddie D, one of the greatest owners of all times.
Oh, Eddie D, are you kidding me? Holy moly.
Mr. D, golly. I mean, the thing about Mr. D is that he cares about you as a person more so than he cares about you as a player.
Eddie DeBartolo, you know, my heart goes out to him all the time. You know, I get opportunities to see him at some charity events. And, you know, I just want to go over and hug his neck all the time and tell him how much I love him, how much he impacted my family, you know, and you know, he changed a lot of people's lives because he always was looking out.
If we're talking about somebody who you cannot write the history of the NFL without, Eddie DeBartolo is one of those guys.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it. But how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Eddie DeBartolo is one of the greatest people I've ever met. Talk about generous, talk about caring, you talk about passionate. And you love all those traits that he has, and I support Eddie 100%.
Eddie cared about every player, every employee. He was a person, too, that when you played for Eddie, you know, you wanted to win for him.
Winning is something the San Francisco 49ers did often during the 23-year ownership of Edward J. DeBartolo Jr. His name graces the top of 5 Lombardi trophies, a feat no other owner can claim. The unparalleled success is a legacy in its own right. But to the men who played for him, the legacy is not the wins. It's the friendship.
He's just treats you as a normal person and as a friend as opposed to an employer.
You know, I'm blessed. Eddie DeBartolo, you know, he treated me like family. He took me to the best golf courses, to the best hotels, on the best trips. He only knew first class. You know, I always knew what third and fourth class was, but I never knew what first class was until I met this man.
The relationship I have with these players is unbelievable. Actually, we're like brothers, and they have said it, and I've said it. When I used to fly in, it was really funny, back in the early 80s, Joe, Dwight Clark, and Freddie would pick me up at the airport, and they'd go have their meetings, and after their meetings, we'd go and sit in a corner in the bar and have a couple of drinks. I'm sure the Coach Walsh, he wouldn't have appreciated that, but we did that anyway.
Boss, come play golf with me this week?
By far, one of the best owners to have worked with the NFL franchise. We thought whatever we need, we felt that we were going to get it from Eddie DeBartolo.
He may be short, but he's very powerful. The one thing I love about him is that he's a man of action, not a man of words. You know, if he tell you it's going to be done, it's done. You know, he changed a lot of people's lives because he always was looking out.
Just look at the relationship that he had with Freddie Sullivan. I mean, that tells you the world about Mr. D and who he is as a person.
Freddie Solomon played 8 seasons for Eddie DeBartolo and the 49ers, winning 2 Super Bowls. Mr. D, as DeBartolo is known, stayed close to many of his former players throughout the years. However, his relationship with Solomon was something different. It was a brotherhood.
I just got so close to Freddie, and as the years transpired and Freddie retired, we became closer and closer. And then I moved to Tampa, and I was a next-door neighbor to my best friend. He loved my dogs. Freddie would be a very early riser. He'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I get up by 5 o'clock. I'm up and ready to go. But Freddie would have the dogs' water and food all ready by 4:30, and I'd go out, and we'd have coffee, and we'd talk and go back and forth. And this went on for years and years and years. And we just loved each other like brothers. We were inseparable.
In 2011, Freddie Solomon was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. He passed away in February of 2012. What DeBartolo did for Solomon in his last few months is a small glimpse into a giant heart.
You know, one of the best ways to demonstrate Eddie DeBartolo's generosity is the story of Freddie Solomon, who was a great player in the early 80s and kind of helped bridge the gap between the Niners' transition from struggling franchise to dynasty. He was one of those guys, a real character guy on the football team and in the locker room. Well, he developed colon cancer. And Eddie D, who had loved Freddie Solomon all along, immediately he's on the phone calling the best doctors in the country. How can he get him to see a specialist right now? How can he get him to another part of the world if there's a better doctor there? He took care of Freddie Solomon in every way he could, and that included at times picking up Freddie Solomon at his home in Tampa, driving him to the hospital, sitting with Freddie Solomon while he got chemotherapy treatment, and then driving him back home. And the best description I ever heard of that came from Carmen Policy, who said a lot of owners might have picked up the tab. Eddie DeBartolo picked up the patient.
A little bit of me died when Freddie died because he was an unbelievable human being. You know, Reader's Digest used to put that in their magazine, the most unbelievable person that you ever met. Well, Freddie Solomon was that.
You know, Freddie passed in 2011, but Eddie D, every once in a while, calls D. Solomon, his widow and his beloved wife for many years, just to check on her, to make sure she's doing okay, to see if there's anything that she needs. You know, that's what I think about when I think about Eddie DeBartolo.
When Freddie passed away and I gave the eulogy down in Tampa, his wife and my wife and us were still very close. We were so close that Freddie told D one of his urns he wanted given to me, and he wanted it buried behind my lake, here in Montana, between his two dogs. And that's where he is. And every time I walked by there and put flowers down, I talked to all of them. I'd probably be in a straitjacket by now if people heard me.
Gives me great pleasure to introduce the gentleman, Eddie DeBartolo Jr.
It is fitting that Edward DeBartolo Jr. is here today to present Bill Walsh for induction.
To present Fred Dean for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, please welcome Eddie DeBartolo Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie DeBartolo Jr. presenting Jerry Rice.
Presenting Charles Haley for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Ed DeBartolo Jr.
5. That's how many times legendary 49er owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. had been asked by an enshrinee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame to be his official presenter. Bill Walsh, Joe Montana, Fred Dean, Jerry Rice, and of course, Charles Haley. Each an icon. Each wanting the man they called Mr. D to be by their side on one of the biggest days of their life.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and so, ladies and gentlemen,
it is with overwhelming pride and love.
It is my great privilege and honor to present. It is my great honor, which I carry out with enormous personal pride.
I am honored to present for induction.
For induction.
To the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The very best of the best. Mr. Joe Montana.
The quiet giant, the natural, the great Fred Dean.
My dear friend, Jerry Rice. Charles Haley, for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Many wondered aloud why DeBartolo himself had not already joined them in the hallowed halls of Canton.
when you're thinking about Hall of Famers, you think about winning. Mr. D, he won 5 Super Bowls. He presented 5 players. I've won 5. You know, if the standard is winning, why is he not here? You know? I pray that Mr. D becomes in the Hall of Fame sooner than later, guys.
It turned out to be much sooner than later. Just 6 months after introducing Haley in Canton, Eddie D was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'm nervous as hell. Not a lot of things make me nervous. I'm going back and forth. We're trying to gather. There's, you know, they limit you to 10 or 12 minutes, and it'll be fine. I'm so gratified. I'm so humbled. I can't even put it into words. I never thought it would happen. It did happen. And it's something that I'm really, really looking forward to. It's sort of like I'm coming full circle, because it started off in Youngstown, Ohio, and I went out to San Francisco. We had our successes there, and I'm coming back through Canton, which is literally a 30-minute drive from Youngstown. Those 2 or 3 days in Canton are going to be probably as unforgettable as anything that I've ever gone through.
Quite a statement coming from a man who has raised 5 Lombardi trophies. Hall of Fame induction weekend is certainly a special time, but it is also exhausting. The enshrinees received their fabled gold jackets at a dinner ceremony on Thursday evening, where they walked through a gauntlet of icons who have come before them.
It's been a long wait for Mr. D, but it's all over. The wait is over. It's Edward DeBartolo Jr.
On Friday evening, after a barrage of interviews and meetings, DeBartolo did what he does best, and that's throw one hell of a party. To say that the guest list was star-studded would be an understatement. The Mount Rushmore of the franchise was there: Jerry, Joe, Steve, and Ronnie. But the list continued outside the 49er family. And oh, did we mention the unparalleled collection of hardware? Hey, they even let me in. And let me tell you, it was something else. And on Saturday after the party, well, let's just say, Mr. D said it best himself.
I'm pooped.
But there's no rest for the weary. Saturday night is induction night. 5 times before, Edward J. DeBartolo Jr. has stood on the stage in Canton to present an enshrinee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This time, finally, the tables had turned.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Ed DeBartolo Jr. for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Lisa DeBartolo.
So humbled and honored to be standing here today. I have a confession to make. I could be the only inductee of this great hall who didn't make his high school football team. To share this stage with these amazing gentlemen behind me today is more than humbling. For me, one of the biggest honors today is joining my guys, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, Charles Haley, Freddie Dean, Steve Young, and of course, the great Bill Walsh. It's no secret what a big part they played in me being here today. I wish Bill Walsh could be here. I miss him every single day. At the very end, I was with him at Stanford Hospital. It meant so much to have those last few hours together laughing and to sharing old memories. He told me that even though he wouldn't be there to see it, that he believed I would make it to this hall one day. Just before he died in 2007, Bill was thinking about every detail just like when he was coaching. About a week after I was selected as part of the class of 2016, I received a package in the mail from Bill's son, Greg. It was a small 49ers helmet with Bill's autograph and a note Bill read that said, "I knew it was just a matter of time. Congratulations on your election. Love, Bill." I've never talked about this publicly, but when we got our fifth ring, we took it to my dad's final resting place, and it's with him to this day. Of course, today, he and my mom are with me in my heart and in my soul. I'm standing just 40 miles from the town they raised me in. Let me tell you, it's great to be home. I stand here today for the equipment managers and the groundskeepers and the laundry crew who worked hard every day. I stand here for the executive assistants, the PR team, and the interns who work through the weekends. I stand here for the scouts and the bus drivers and the cooks and the schedulers and the dog vendors and the community reps who might never, ever see their name in lights, but who are every bit as important to building a winning football franchise as the players we root for on Sunday.
That bit of Eddie DeBartolo Jr.'s Hall of Fame induction speech embodies the man he is. With a jacket of gold to match his heart, DeBartolo's 23 seasons as owner of the San Francisco 49ers left a lasting legacy, both on the field and off.
Eddie D is iconic when it comes to ownership and victory, ownership and success, ownership and winning. He was an original. I mean, he did it his way, and I think there's a lot who are trying to emulate him now.
He had an impact not just on our team, but the entire league in the way you wanted to form an organization, in the commitment that you had to the people that were in your locker room, and yet dealing with it being a very difficult and tough business. And Mr. D was the example of how you do that.
He's a beloved owner, and that phrase alone kind of sets you back, you know, beloved owner. You can make a list of that in all sports, baseball, football, basketball, whatever, and that's going to be a pretty short list. But what Eddie D did, it wasn't just spending the money. He raised the bar for every element of the franchise.
People loved the loyalty that he brought. Yes, he was tough to work with. There's no question about that. Yes, he put pressure on these people, but I don't think there's anybody who ever worked for Eddie DeBartolo who doesn't look back on it and say, those were some great years.
I set out to do a story that would share some of the stories that I've heard over the years about the way Eddie D kind of pulls off these daily miracles, taking care of an old player, taking care of a player's ailing family member, these bills that were suddenly paid off because Eddie D kind of quietly swooped in and did it for him. The public, the readers said, oh my gosh, this is incredible. You know, Eddie D, the things he does are amazing. And the 49er players said, no, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more behind the scenes that this guy does that people don't know about and will never know about. That's his legacy.
The love for Eddie DeBartolo is genuine, and then the trophy case with the 49ers speaks for itself.
No matter the time or place, Mr. D's presence is a constant reminder of his indelible legacy.
Eddie DeBartolo scores the last touchdown in Candlestick Park. How fitting.
Hey, boss. Good catch.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What a lifetime.
We had another down.
I'm so proud of you, Uncle Eddie. I mean, everything that you've done, everything that you've accomplished, and now knowing that you're going to be with your guys in Canton for eternity, it's where you belong, and I love you.
We talk about greatness, guys. Greatness starts up top. Then it works its way down into the locker room. And that's the reason why we were so successful, because of Eddie DeBartolo.
He was always all in. I mean, it was from the first day I got there, he hugged and kissed me, that big beard scratching my face. So I thought he was going to bleed. Welcome to the family.
Mr. D, I love you. Thanks for all you've done for me. You changed my life a million ways, and I'll love you forever.
Boss, thank you.
Love you to death. Always great to be a part of your life, and we appreciate you letting us into your life.
Hey, Mr. D, congratulations. Long overdue, but right on time. We love you. Thank you.
Mr. D, you mean so much to me. I love you. You changed my life, and I'm going to support you in everything you do. So, you know, I'm here always for you. I love you to death.
Eddie, I told you that it was in the stars that you were going to make it this year. Congratulations.
What can I say to you, my friends, the fans? We've gone through decades together. We've gone through great times. We've gone through some not so great times. We've laughed together. We've cried together. But we're together. And I love you so much for supporting me, for supporting the San Francisco 49ers in this great city. And all I can tell you is that it's been my life's pleasure to be associated with you.